Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Sanity or Insanity. Most of us like to think we are sane people, right? We don't act bizarre, or we're not in an institution. So we must be sane, right? Wrong. There's a kind of insanity that, as we look through our carnal eyes, we just don't see. We usually look at insanity as people who lost touch with reality. Reality, as we know it, is based on a majority of people who live their lives within the law of reason as human nature perceives it. But is this sanity? Reality means the real nature of. So, believe it or not, we are not living reality. God did not create us to live in sin. What we actually see and know can be deceptive. What insanity means is to be extremely foolish, lacking good sense or judgment, being unwise. The meaning of sanity is of sound mind, moderate, sensible, having or showing wisdom or common sense. So we like to think that we are sensible and we show good common sense. Well, let's see where we really stand. Let's take driving, for example. Man-made laws so that when we do operate a motor vehicle, we drive one with regards to our safety as well as others. If we break these laws, we know we can be punished for it by either receiving a ticket or worse, depending on the severity of the law or laws that we broke. So why do we intentionally break these laws? We lack common sense, that's why. Common sense is nothing more than making a decision to do something right. It's wisdom. People put up warning signs, stop signs, and speed limit signs, and did studies so they can write a rules and regulations book so our driving experience would be a safe one. But we choose to ignore all this knowledge because we don't expect to get caught, or we foolishly don't think about the consequences of our actions until it's too late. Let's take a look at God's side of this. We are either lazy, which is sloth, or too impatient to come to a complete stop at a stop sign, or when we turn right on red. There's two deadly sins right there. We speed to get somewhere faster, which is impatience, or we don't want somebody getting in front of us, which is pride. When we get caught, do we get angry? Another deadly sin. Or do we make excuses from our pride? Or do we try to lie our way out of it? Oh, we lie and we use in our pride. This is just a small example of the things we really don't see because of our carnal nature. So in a sense, we are all insane. Look at the seven deadly sins. They're called deadly because that's exactly what they'll bring us, death. So how we see things might not be anything to be bothered about, but in God's eyes, these things could cause us death. We need to contemplate on what we do in our daily lives. Think of all the things you do daily, your thoughts and your actions. What eyes are you looking through, yours or God's? We like to think that these so-called little things we do aren't wrong, or just minor things that don't hurt anyone. We get adjusted to doing these wrongful things because we see them as being so minor and frivolous, and we think we get away with it. This is wrongful thinking, insanity. Everything we do and think is being recorded. We have this tendency to deceive or lie to ourselves, and we can't cover up the truth with lies. This principle is not wisdom that comes down from above. It is earthly and devilish. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, they shall have their portion in the pool burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So here we have all types of insanity, and there's plenty more, but the main one is not following God's law. We need to come to our senses and believe in God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Not so much from our lips, but in our hearts, and by our actions, by trusting in the Holy Trinity, by walking with Jesus and letting Him show us the way to restore us to sanity, by giving us the Spirit of Truth. As it says in John 14, verses 15 to 17, many are slothful by not giving up their petty, meaningless lives to follow Jesus in the way He has mapped out for them. It's a hard road for sure, but look at the gain in the end, everlasting, eternal life, not death. We've worked hard for temporary things of the world, which bring us nothing in the end. If you would like to find out what real sanity is, then call on Jesus Christ. Don't let His life, which He came here for you, to give you life, to be just thrown away and rejected by you, because you would rather have the worldly life, which will result in death. Thank you, and may God bless you.